Hundreds of Ukrainian troops who surrendered after weeks of resistance at Mariupol's Azovstal steelworks as they are transferred to Russian-held territory. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said they would be exchanged in a prisoner swap. However, some Russian MPs have said they could be tried and even executed. Talia Kreft asked Sonia Mikak, research fellow at the Ukrainian Studies Foundation in Australia at the Australian National University, what is likely to be the fate of these Ukrainian soldiers.
What we know so far is that 53 wounded soldiers were taken to a hospital and 211 others were taken to Russian-occupied territory to wait for a prisoner exchange or a prisoner swap. The defenders of Mariupol that were entrapped there in the Azovstal steelworks were holding their positions there for 82 days. And in actual fact, this was really a very strategic situation for the Ukrainian army. By holding their positions there, the Mariupol defenders actually thwarted Russian plans. They prevented the transfer of up to 17 Russian battalion groups, which actually amounts to 20,000 Russian soldiers. So effectively, they tied up those soldiers so that they couldn't go into other areas of Ukraine. And the plan was by the Russian forces to quickly capture neighbouring areas, Zaporizhia, Donetsk. And in actual fact, the fact that those Russian soldiers were tied up in Mariupol meant that they couldn't go ahead with those plans. So that was one really important strategic outcome. The other important strategic outcome of that 82-day occupation was that this allowed the Ukrainian army to regroup, to train more personnel, and importantly, to receive a large number of weapons from countries that are assisting Ukraine. So that was the second reason why this was actually very strategic. But what has happened, of course, is that the general staff of the Ukrainian army effectively ordered them to abandon their position. They wrote, for example, in a Facebook post that achieved the Mariupol garrison had fully implemented its combat mission and has been ordered by the higher military command to save the lives of the personnel. So in other words, to withdraw. And yes, if that means withdrawing into Russian-occupied territory, then that is what they will need to do. I think it's important to remember, though, that there are actually still 600 soldiers trapped there. So the majority are still inside that Azovstal steelworks.
The soldiers that have surrendered and have been taken into Russian-held territory, the Ukrainian Deputy Defence Minister has said they plan to do a prisoner swap with Russian soldiers. How likely is a swap of this nature?
Look, I think this is really of great concern. There have been prisoner exchanges there, so I would say that we hope that that prisoner exchange or prisoner swap will go ahead. However, I find it greatly concerning that those soldiers were taken to Russian-occupied territory. We've already seen across other parts of Ukraine and, of course, around Mariupol itself, that Russian forces are committing war crimes, genocidal war crimes. They have committed them. They're continuing to commit them. They do not follow rules of the Geneva Convention. And so I think that those soldiers, those individuals who have left the Azovstal steelworks are possibly in quite grave danger. I would hope that the international agencies, I believe the International Red Cross was going to be present. I mean, I really hope that those international agencies can continue watching that situation and if we play a role to make sure that those men are actually delivered safely and then do find their way back to Ukrainian-controlled territory.
Russian officials said on Tuesday that these prisoners could be tried and even executed. Given similar rhetoric by Russian ministers, how likely is this outcome?
Look, unfortunately, I think it is very, very possible. I mean, we've already seen evidence of Ukrainian prisoners of war being tortured, some of them tortured to death. And so, as I said, I mean, the Russian Federation forces do not follow the rules of the Geneva Convention in the way that one would expect, an official army to do. And they have have shown themselves to be capable of being civilians as well as military personnel and engaging in war crimes.
Dr. Sonia Mikhak, Research Fellow at the Ukrainian Studies Foundation in Australia at the Australian National University, speaking there with Talia Krepp.